This meeting is being held in compliance with the open public meeting law in that the requirements of the law have been met with the posting of the meeting notice on the municipal bulletin board, filed with the borough clerk, and forwarded to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. At this time, I'd like everybody to stand. Just say the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Okay, roll call.
Mayor Morris.
Here.
Council President Gomez is absent. Councilman Genuzzi is absent. Councilman Petty.
Here.
Councilman Prandtelli.
Here.
Councilman Longo.
Here.
Councilwoman Brady.
Here.
Okay, at this point, we're going to authorize executive session. Resolution authorizing executive session deliberations regarding conditions on plenary retail consumption licensee number 1804-3211-009, Cheers Restaurant. That's what we do a motion for. Do I have a motion?
Motion. Second.
Roll call. Roll call, I guess. Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Prandtelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brandy?
Yes.
Okay, at this time we're going into executive session. And yes, everybody step outside. We will try to make this brief.
I said all in favor.
Actually, we're just back to normal though. We just minutes. All right. So they we don't like skipping that part. So we can get to the moment. Yeah, well, can I get a motion to do business out of order so we can address the issue we just discussed?
I will make a motion to do business out of order.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good.
Aye. All right, good. I don't know. It's not me. All right, we're going to actually skip, in the interest of time, to the matter we just discussed. We're going to skip to page 3 of the agenda to involving resolution 2022-76. That involves, there's a resolution authorizing the modification to the conditions on plenary retail consumption license 1804-3211-009 held in the name of Cheers Restaurant. Do I have a motion just to pass it? Is that what it's doing?
Yes.
We're not discussing. Motion, okay. Motion and a second, please.
Second.
Roll call. Oh, sorry. We open to public.
No, any discussion.
Is there any discussion?
No.
Okay. All right. Roll call. This is no discussion.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Prandtelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brandy?
Yes.
All right. Passed. All right. We're going to...
Yeah.
All right, good. We're just doing the basic stuff. I don't need your help on this. You'll take care of it. All right. Now, moving on back to the regular... we'd like to approve the October 25th, 2022 regular meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
Motion. Okay.
Roll call.
Councilwoman Petty.
Abstain.
Councilman Prandtelli.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Brandy.
Yes.
All right. That passes. Okay. Is this the presentation we're going to have?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. So now we have on to the 2022 best practice inventory. The best practice inventory. No, you don't worry. This is my fault because I went out of work.
Yep, so we submitted our best practice inventory, and I guess we work for the community that we received all of the, we received the consistent receipts of our practice.
Good. So good news, right?
Very good news.
Excellent.
We're the same, we're following this time.
Great, great. Okay, so given that nothing written up here, I'm going to do Gail's, right? Okay. Discussion first. Okay. At this time, I'd like to open up for public discussion from the general public.
Just to come up and ask.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we need it for the audio recording.
A few months ago, I was here, and you, the council, approved $5,000 for the seniors. We still have not received that money. We had to come up with a letter. I don't know why we had to come up with a letter to explain why we needed the money. I think we did that, and we still do not have the money. But what is the holdup?
So it should be on today's ballot. Holdup is a meeting.
You cannot close the door.
The holdup was that the amount that we had originally budgeted, we're giving you more than the amount we originally budgeted, so we needed to wait until November 1st to transfer the money into that account to be able to give you those costs.
Okay.
So you should be receiving a check shortly.
Okay. Now, one of the things you wanted to know was if we're using the money to go on trips, okay? We're not doing, I used to do the trips and Roseanne, we haven't done trips. And the only one that's doing trips is South Round Brook. So if we go on a trip, we pay for that out of our own pocket. That does not come from money.
No, it's a standard question. It's a standard question that in order for us to comply, we just needed to know, as a borough, we just needed to know what
yeah, but what difference does that make?
You can use the money to go on trips.
If you're giving us the $5,000, why can't we do with it what we want?
You can. You just need to know, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to guess we didn't come up with that questionnaire on our own, or it's something.
Well, it came up.
That's fine.
So we do not do trips.
Okay.
Southbound Brook does trips, and if any member wants to go on a trip, they got to pay Southbound Brook. It does not come out of that money, okay?
Good.
And another thing I want to say, we've got all these questions. I don't know if you're aware of it, but the seniors were given $100,000 years ago from, what's that name? I forget.
It may have been from Advanced Realty. It was from a development.
Yes, a
development.
And to build us a building. We never got a building. So if we got extra money, why isn't it coming from Advance? That's where the money came from. Advance gave us $100,000. And we never got the building, so why can't we draw on that $100,000? You know? So I don't see why there should be a problem if you don't draw on that money.
Okay, if we could try to look into see what happened with those funds, if they were earmarked or if they're... I don't imagine they're floating in the budget somewhere still. But
I understand that you probably don't know about.
Oh, me? I definitely don't know.
I know, because you were young then.
Okay. Great.
I was a young man.
I'm the oldest one here.
No.
I remember advanced, but that was before my time.
I don't know that he was. He was. All right. All right. Very good. Thank you, Carol. Yeah, I just, when I found the file, I checked it real quick right there. All right.
The money is there. The money is there.
So, yeah, just on the note that Carol was making about the funds, that was money that was supposed to be donated by a developer, and it was around the time of the redevelopment, the first redevelopment plan, and I believe it may have gone toward the Codrington building, but don't know if we really ever got that, so... Anyway, that was kind of some background. But just to talk a little bit about that meeting that you all scheduled for Monday, which was impromptu, to say the least. Don't even know if it was legal in question that, just because the agenda wasn't even posted for the public until Monday, which is supposed to be posted in the newspaper, it's supposed to be posted to the public. So... you know, I don't, it seems like, you know, the town just goes above and beyond to accommodate the developers. I'm involved, right, as you know, from that meeting with the situation with that property, that the landscaping, like the enhanced landscape plan, was never developed. There are not two landscape plans. I wouldn't be talking about landscaping 6 years or however many years it is after this development if I had a green buffer. There is no green buffer. I'm not going away. You're going to hear from us. But, you know, the point I just want to make is that, you know, this was a developer that came into an existing neighborhood, right? This is the oldest neighborhood in Boundbrook. And we bend over backwards for the developers, right? If there's a resolution that says you need to put in an enhanced green buffer and there's no lighting overspill, why doesn't it get resolved? And I'm not a liar, and I'm not here for my health to talk about getting shrubs. You know, there's 30-inch views that were put in, right? That is not going to shield or buffer a 70-foot tall building. So, anyway... Like I said, I'm not going away. I'm addressing the matter. I think Hector might have, you know, everyone knows about the shrubs that are there, right? But why? Yeah, I mean, it just baffles me that we go, like I said, we don't address residents' concerns, you know, that this is something that was supposed to be done for approval of this application. And more diligence needs to take place on the borough side looking at those resolutions. I did not see a letter from the lawyer. The lawyer is Mr. Reagan. Is it Thomas Reagan?
Right.
Said a lawyer, said a letter was sent to my lawyer in June. I did not see that letter at all. You know, I'm not looking to bring legal into this, but... If that's the only way to resolve it, because now I guess I understand, is that property sold?
Well, I'm trying to address it in the report.
Yeah.
It was sold, and whatever the agreement was, and they were supposed to put a barrier, the new guys have to put up a barrier. In fact, the only made the agreement is shared that, so we made it convenient. So, and I guess it's a question for the attorney. Those shrubs, do they satisfy what the contract says?
The letter I received, because I was at the meeting when she raised the concerns, and I was not comfortable signing the resolution at all, as you all are aware. And what the letter that I was sent, they got at the, you know, the end, the last minute, late the night before it was required to be signed, I received a letter from the engineers that said everything was done in compliance with a landscape plan that was dated in
2017.
The date was prior to the email trail chain that I was forwarded that discussed when the revised landscape plan. So I'm like, well, this is a letter from the, and the engineers are not going to take a chance and say they didn't review a revised plan, because apparently the revised plan doesn't exist. So was it, it was all in compliance with what was on file, but my understanding is that there are resolutions that were passed that required the developer to come up with a revised landscape plan. There was several correspondence back and forth between other people, and then they had asked Dale to look at it. So there's this big long trail with dates that say a plan, revised plan was supposed to happen after the date of the letter that said everything was okay. So I was under a severe amount of pressure to say, you have to sign the resolution, but there's going to be great legal costs and detriments. I was probably going to go through, which is why I agreed to.
It's irrelevant because the agreement is the agreement. And that doesn't change the original agreement. In fact, all it does is it makes some paperwork work and it makes some paperwork.
No, but we were approving this transfer with the assumption that all outstanding matters had been addressed. So I mean, yes, the pilot agreement and the parking agreement, everything is slightly more strict, but at the end of the day, it doesn't address the concern that was raised. So hopefully they'll make good on it. I mean, I don't think it's a big dollar amount for them to say, okay, we're going to do the handful of things. It shouldn't be.
But I also think the original agreement requires the fact that the company is going to be
paid. Well, but it wasn't the original agreement. It was a resolution to make the that the developer was now required to present a revised plan for review. And that never happened. So that okay, it's like you have to do this. So all we have in the file is the original plan. So I mean, everybody looking at the original is going to be like, well, they meet this. But there's a resolution independent of the original plan that says we need a revised plan.
Right.
So
that resolution wasn't
enforced.
It's the legal resolution.
That's
the legal resolution.
So to complicate things a little bit, so there's the lighting issue as well, right? And maybe they just need to put the lights on a timer or something. These are the lights right above the parking area, right, that light up my backyard and house and all. But the issue with the landscaping, they don't even have the land potentially to put the landscaping on, which means it's going to have to go on my land. So, which they dug down, it's a 4-foot grade difference now with that building, because when they built the first course of that building, it was not high enough to even get a van. So they dug down, they put a retaining wall in, so there's some as-built changes that are not reflected on the original site plan.
Mm-hmm.
There's the issue that if you put a tree in on their property, they're 4 feet lower, which probably doesn't make sense because I would want it as high as possible, right? Which means it has to go on my property. So is there compensation? I mean, I don't know. You know, I mean, these are all things that, you know, I wasn't looking to give my property to someone who just wants to come here and build, right? I mean, I think, you know, it's a lot to ask of the resident, right? Would you want to give your land to someone, right? You want to, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I think, you know, realistically, I mean, if we were honest with one another, right? So there's that situation. So, anyhow. Yeah.
So, the engineer signed off on the present conditions or whatever happened.
I believe
that they were in compliance with the original plan.
That they were in compliance with the original plan. Mm-hmm. And then how did a revised plan come out of
There was never a new plan. There was never what.
There was a resolution that required a new plan be presented, and that never happened.
Yeah, it should have been
based on your comments.
It should have been so comments at the original hearing. A new plan, right, was written into the agreement, into the resolution, that they would come before the planning board and the borough planner. The planning board borough at that time was Carlos Rodriguez, present this new landscape plan and address, right, which it was insignificant, right? They needed to make a significant buffer. and what they had originally proposed on the site plan was not deemed significant. Then the lighting matter came up, and Michael Witt, if you look at the minutes from the meeting back then too, said that no, there should not be any overspill of lighting. So there's multiple instances here where, right, and I have asked periodically, I have emails, you know, to Joe, to Dale, to Tom, to, not Tom, Rob, not Rob, it was William Burr at that time, you know. And we were even talking about what kind of shrubs could we put up. Maybe we don't put in, you know, we will put up bamboo, but not invasive, right? Not, right, anything that's going to, you know, cause any problem for anyone else, right? So we even talked about trees, but it just never, it never happened. It never happened. So now that the property, yeah, lit a fire under my butt, right? You're selling the property now. What? Why is this guy going to be beholden to do it? It's not his property. Although he sounds like he could be a relative of mine.
No, well,
but
you should be able to pull the new guy
by the I hope so.
Frank Regan is handling this over the borough, so I will make sure that Frank reaches out to Hector tomorrow just to give, and I think he has been speaking to you, but I'll make sure he reaches out to you tomorrow and touches base on all these.
And I owe my lawyer some things too, you know, like what does it cost to put the shrubs in and stuff like that.
I if they put trees on wood walls, so they're not.
Yeah.
It's back 4 foot.
It's going to have to be. It might have to be. I mean, I think we all discuss it and see where we land. You know? I mean, I'm certainly not looking to sue the borough, right? I mean, I just want that clear because I've been accused of that in the past. So anyhow, I think...
I know, but you sound inconvenienced. Why do you have to give up your property?
I know, well that's...
For something that you didn't cause.
No, I'm not suggesting getting
no,
property, putting trees on it.
But she's being forced to put trees up.
Well, it's not being forced,
we're asking.
No, Frank has never raised that issue.
Right.
The
site plan and then
revised
landscape plan.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I mean, if there's literally no room on their property and it doesn't make sense to put them 4 feet lower because they're going to wait another 20 years, you know, then there's maybe compensation or something. There's way to make them whole, right?
Make them get bigger trees. That's what we should do.
Mm-hmm.
Get bigger trees. I don't care what it costs.
So that's that. So now, so another question I had back then, because I was so engrossed with this, why are they selling, is one big major question. Why are they selling to another water management company?
My experience with Blue Valley, and he told me this, you know, when he first came to town, he always puts his projects to sell for a video express. Most of the time, nobody buys them. But in this case, they gave him a number of songs. The project next to it is to sell everything. But he sold everything to the Mosaic.
No, I know it's a give and take. So when you talk about give and take, you know, the road, like Drake Street, was dug up multiple times. There's a grate in the middle of the road that when you drive over it, you hear this big rattle. So now you have kids that live in, you know, two Drake, four, right, along that street there, probably get woken up by a grate making noise. So are there any plans to pave that road and have the developer pay for it? I meant to look back at the VIVE resolution. I just didn't have an opportunity to. But, you know, the developers, when they come in and dig up a road, they should put it back to the way they found it. And that road was in very good shape, very good shape. You can use another example as Maiden Lane by the Elks Building, right? That's another road as well that was dug up and now needs repair. Even the Second Street, where by the post office, right, isn't that Second Street there? That's also in poor condition from the development. So
Like, we need to hold them, you know, give and take, fine, but you know what? That's the cost of doing business, right? You dig up the road, you need to fix it, right?
So we have an ordinance on the books that says that if you tear up a road so much, the calculation that you have, it has to be put back curb to curb. This is something that's been done for 7th Street, for Main Lane, the agreement, I believe it was the agreement that was made at the planning board, that they only did up to a certain amount. So there is a portion of Main Lane that was redone. I'm sorry, I forget the third road you're talking about.
Drake Street,
yes.
The one that was closed for a year, over a year.
That hasn't been done yet because there's still more work to be done. The vibe is still going on. Hopkins across the street is also going to have to pick it up. So we're not going to make the developer or anybody for that matter put something back together that's going to eventually turn it again. We need the developer to do that. We need the homeowner to do that.
But I think as long as we know that that's, I didn't know that that ordinance was on the books. So, any of these developers that do this, we will hold them, and they know that they'll have to. Well, yes. Well, in this case, developer. Yes.
So then, with Drake, are we the taxpayer paying for that?
No, they won't.
Out of the road fund, or no, the developer will.
Based on what Hector just
said.
All
right.
Yeah.
The administration, we were very hesitant to move forward with the closing of the mosaic.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was a big meatball hanging out there, right?
Oh, yeah. And you had to change the direction of a street.
And that is when we learned that, we can make a better plan together, but the vibe is still working there, and then across the street, as the Hopkins progresses, there is also work to be done there. So we're not going to make anybody throw money away.
I understand that. So, in the timing on the repaving, do we have any sort of timeline on that?
I wasn't expecting this question, so I don't have time.
Okay, so maybe look into it if you have some time, and then maybe something can be done about the grate rattling, because that's really pretty loud. And I mean, kids are in school, right? You got this clean, crisp air now out there, and I don't know. Okay, thank you for listening.
Well, is there any way that we can require them to pay something that, not to actually repave the street, but if they tore the road up, and then we're just going to charge the next guy or the guy after that?
No.
Okay, I'm assuming, like, I think I oversimplified. I'm like,
no.
I figured that wouldn't be the case, but so.
This has been discussed
for
a lot. The administration was very aware of the state of trade.
I mean,
as I mentioned, we were very hesitant to move forward until we received some assurances that trade was going to be put back.
Okay. Which, again, like, I'm just learning of it now. I figured you guys would already know. That would have come up before. And regarding Councilman Prentitelli's discussion that, you know, that these are going to be sold and that we can request things, it seems to me, as a relative newcomer, but I've done some research on the pilots, the fact that the seller, in order to transfer the pilot agreement, it requires approval of mayor and council. That seems to me like something that should be very valuable to them. Very valuable, something that we should be starting to look more for, more benefit from them, because to make it worth their while, to make it worth our while, I feel like there are projects and things, whether like a senior center or something along those lines, whether it be, hey, you're going to pay for something at the library, whatever it is. I've requested minutes or notes or anything as far as negotiations, and I'm told that subcommittees are not required to keep that. So I have no idea what their offers or counteroffers or anything like that. You know, to quote the Hamilton song, it was, no one else was in the room where it happened. Like, so I don't know. I don't see Hamilton. But. So I mean, from that perspective, it seems like, from a layperson, I'm like, thought we could have done. I feel like we could have done a lot better. But you know, you mentioned earlier that there's a legal cap on administrative fees. It's like, oh, okay, 2%. I feel like it should be 6. But we can't do it. Well, that's just a perception. That's a public perception. I think we all need to do, everything that's happening here, I think we need to do a much better job of communicating and, you know, maybe buzzword transparency, whatever, you know.
I think that's a shot against the committees, but the council you just made.
In what sense?
Well, the committees are doing their job.
Oh, no, but we don't know.
And that's how the system works. We come present to the United States Council. You're able to ask questions, and then we vote on it. But to suggest, like, we're not doing the best job.
No, we just don't know. I would love to hear. I'd be like, okay, my initial impression is that it doesn't sound like it's a great deal, but then it could be like, oh, well, Dave, these are all the iterations we went through. I'd be like, okay, well, then I'm definitely wrong. It's an impression. It's not an accusation. I just wish I knew more. I know.
And I get a special meeting. And here's an opportunity for the borough to get a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, I'm not that bad actually that bad from the developers. Sometimes there's some developers that you might want to sell themselves.
That makes sense. And I would just love to know the process. And I'm like, okay, so how did this all unfold? And I'm told, well, we don't really have anything to give to show, because I'd love to be able to come up here and say, listen, it didn't look right, it looked weird, but we did it all, we did a really good job, and here's why. And I just don't know that. I haven't been truly disappointed in anything yet. It doesn't look great. Tell me why it is. Tell me why I'm misunderstanding. Because when I see something that I see is wrong, I'd love nothing better than to be corrected. Just tell me it's not. So I didn't mean that as a dig. That's the process. You're not required to take minutes, so why would you? I hate taking minutes. If you said, hey, Dave, you're going to take this role and do minutes, I'd definitely say no. All right. Anything else from the public before I keep rambling on? Moving on to engineer's report. We have Dale Lubner.
Right. The CARES Act money that that we're getting through HUD and community development, that I discussed last meeting, being reprogrammed to the library for the HVAC system. That subgrant agreement, I got that from county, so I'm reviewing it, and we'll complete it, and we'll get executed back to them. Same thing with the 2022 CDBG application, which was for East 2nd Street from Mountain to Hinkle. There was a lot of talk tonight, I heard, about Bailey Lane, and just a reminder, we do have money for the community development to finish Bailey Lane, just the top aspect of what I plan on doing with the springtime project. Which I'll be looking at that square away inside into the high speed intersection. And that block be finished. Moving on to the train station, the progress meetings are still being held. Contractor is looking to mobilize equipment. Just trying to finalize locations for different things. I know trains at the corner, I'll have been stringent with them with regards to any kind of location near the tracks, flaggers, and what have you. But the good thing is we're finally seeing physical movement on that site after years and years and years and years of diligence. So that's a plus. You know, hope that doesn't mean snow is quicker, but we don't want snow. But then moving on to the other projects, the 2020 and 21 road program that I'm reporting on, that was the majority of the road we paved this year. North part of the hearing session, and we went basically from Boston all the way to Church. Upper Windsor, Chestnut, Piedmont, the South Parking Lot of C Street, and Concord Place. Those two projects had punctual sound on them. They've been addressed. They were addressed last week. I have to review, make sure everything's good. And I think you need to do all the final paperwork to close them out and get maintenance funds in place, so on and so forth. The road has actually came out well, all green really well, especially up in Windsor. The extra green we put in is really working and eliminated the huge issue we have there for who knows how many years. Moving on to the county servicing program, if you recall, that was King's Court, Daylight Place, one look from Bryan to Highland, Highland Place on the north side from Maple Union by Quickcheck, and then Maple Highland from Boston to Livingston. They were all paved last week. For the most part, the pavement came out great. I do have an issue on Daylight near Thompson that I need the county to repair, to address. And that means I have to strike the areas that they paid, but that's another large chunk of roadways that are taken care of. You know, keep in mind, a lot of these roadways, I was part of reconstruction way back in 2005, is that range. And, you know, rather than spending all that reconstruction money, you know, you want to keep up with these roadways that you've been doing, and, you know, take off that surface layer, put that new surface layer on, and keep those roadways in great shape. To save you a lot of money in the long run and not have to go back and reconstruct it again. So I think that's a great thing that we're doing with that. The full project, we've got cover plans in and the preliminary dates. I'm looking to actually advertise that project next week. I have it in the papers, and then we'll go to the pre-bid meetings and the bids and go from there and, you know, see where the schedule takes us. You know, there's a lot of moving parts in it between contractors and awards and supply lines and everything, but that's, you know, we'll keep pushing things forward and, get up and open as soon as we possibly can. And then last, the 2022 work project. As I reported, all the roads have been paved that they opened up this year. The areas on the farm by Camden that have a funding issue, you know, I want them to go back down and repave those areas, but the only way to really do that right is to add some drainage. There's not a whole heck of a lot of infrastructure up in that area of town that's very flat. So what I did is I requested a financial agreement from the work company, rather than have them pay that area and we'll start funding up there, to basically provide the borough what they were going to spend to do it themselves, and the borough put that towards the overall project. And we've done that in the past, it worked out very well. So that number's being derived right now. Once it's all agreed to, we'll put that in place, that'll be in the coffers, and then we'll be able to finalize farm and then up by Rossing Sugar, you know, that'll pretty much wrap up that we'll call it the northeast corner down there. Last but certainly not least, Middleburg Road improvements. So we got the plans officially, and we looked at them, and the concerns that raised last month are absolutely those that exist. I had, we'll call it, spirited discussions in AC with the township engineer over there, as well as the design engineer, Frank Edwards. And basically, let them know what my thoughts were and how I feel that things were done. The borough got government because we weren't involved in the process. We weren't approached on anything as far as drainage goes. So I asked for a meeting. Well, I got that meeting today. So when I went up there today, went through the project with them. There was a couple of existing pipes that they had to repair, replace. The bottom one didn't exist, so that both were okay with. What I didn't like is they sent the one scour area onto a resident's property. No easements, no access even, arrangement, no maintenance agreement, no maintenance easement, nothing. They just did it. And the response was, yeah, yeah, I guess we should have done that. Well, yeah, you think. And now I'm saying what they did is a bad improvement, but they went about it all wrong. You know, the residents got to be involved, residents got to agree to it, there's got to be an easement that's brought up and put into the deeds. So everybody knows where that easement is, and this guy's brought up on the court. Nothing. Nothing exists. The other part of that was down closer to the mountain, there was a couple of issues there. They had these deep wells. We'll call the one probably deep that right in front of us there. We're on the side of the road, up there, our Well, you got a school bus coming the other way, and you try to get out of the way. Guess what your car is going? It's going to go right in that day of the court. So they agreed that they have now created an unsafe situation on their side of the road. However, our residents have to use that as just their road. So they're going to address that. Not only by Washington, but also down the Bird Mountain, that the deepest part of the swell is, possibly add additional drainage. They don't want to do that, but they're going to have to. And then I talked about, okay, who can look at the assumptions of our inlets? And they said, well, it's easier. Okay, maybe so. But, first of all, it's, you know, not to sound like a child, but they're ours. All right? We maintain them. We clean them as needed. It's got capacity that we're aware of. Now you brought water from your side of the road, which includes up the hill above the road, how much work can you bring in? Couldn't tell. Well, they need to do a study to say, even a small study in the watershed up there, and say, okay, we're bringing in X amount of cubic feet of water, 25-year storm is going to do this. You can do that. Okay. So I said, how am I going to go back downtown? Someone here is council, administrator. Yeah, everything's fine. The fight was needed. I don't know what the heck put into it. And what's going to happen when we get one of those big thunderstorms that blows through there, it dumps a lot of water in a short amount of time, or God's got another hurricane tropical system, and now all of a sudden we've got water surcharging all over the place onto our residents' properties. Didn't do it before. So I want to know what's going into that system. Or, you're going to take those pipes out and you're going to pipe on your side of the road and you're going to take it down to Mount Adam and put it in the system down there. There's your two options. And when you've done that with the study, I might still tell you to put it down by Mount Adam and get it the heck out of it. But, little easy, but I'm okay. bottom line is they did create the edge that we should have involved together. No kidding. Okay. You want to be a good neighbor. At the end of the day, regardless of everything else involved, you want to do what's right for all residents up there. Not just Bridgewater, not just down the road, but everybody on that road. And the public said, you've got a lot of ice in that road in winter. So, you want to do what's right to have a good project, you have to do it right. You've got to go to all the channels and make sure everyone's on board with what you're doing. Because they don't. Okay, well, here we put some office lawyer in here. You know, call out my hill. My pipe's all full still. Who's cleaning that? My spending my time, my guy's time, my equipment, my disposal fees. Are you going to do it? Is there going to read it? Then they talk about what we're talking about when we came from our road. Why don't I do that? You said you were doing it. I mean, what's that going to do? What's he reading? Well, you're covering your head. Okay? What is that? We don't know. No. Alright. Do we have an agreement in place? Do you tell me what the cost is? Maybe a unit cost? So at the end, we'll be saying, okay, we owe this. Yes, good idea. So, that's where we are.
We have a letter out to the council. I think at the last meeting we talked about issuing a letter to Bridgewater. So Hector and Dale and I worked on a letter that did go out ahead of Dale's meeting. Fortunately,
they referenced the letter.
Okay, so that letter does require a written agreement to use our system. So we'll eventually, once you're right. In conversations, we can figure out what to put in place.
Well, the ASB, sure, I'm sure you can respond. I'm not going to give you legal advice on this. You guys can probably figure that one. Just.
Well, good, sounds like you're on top of it.
Well, listen, we are only respect, I don't want to make any advantage of the borough on any agency or any avenue.
No.
So, yeah, I'll see you right around.
All right, anybody have any questions?
That's it for my report.
Thank you very much. All right, moving on to committee reports. We start with Chair of Finance, Councilman Longo.
All right, I just have some, first of all, some recommendation things. Congratulations, we have two U15 soccer team that took first place in their soccer flights over the past weekend in the soccer tournament. And Recreation's got a couple other events going on this holiday season, December 17th at the Brook Arts Center. There's a Christmas movie, Hearts and Grass, and Pictures of Santa from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. downtown. They're also running a house decorating contest. Information on that decorating contest can be found on their Facebook page. And they're also involved with sponsoring the Elks Walk with the Boundary and Look at the Elk, their annual Elks Food Shoot. And other than that, I'd just like to congratulate Gail, who is now a certified playground
safety.
Only out of everyone who takes it, only 60% of the people passed that exam. And I know they all put in a lot of work. And congratulations on passing that exam. It would be nice to have somebody in the borough that can inspect our equipment and you know,
we can help it out. There's only 100 in the city. The Human Services Academy, parks and family, so it's good to have for insurance.
Congratulations. From finance, we're started on our 2023 budget, which I guess will finally be introduced. When will we introduce that? February, March?
Well, I mean, we're going to introduce the statutory date is February 10th, so somewhere around there, the second week of October.
So we've got some work to do, and we've hit a certain amount of bills from the state of New Jersey as far as health care and pensions and things like that, that we're going to have to find income and revenues to offset, so that we're going to pass on to the tax payers. We've started the work, and I think we've made some significant progress. I'm happy we're right now, but the work that we did. And that's all I have.
Great. Thank you. And moving to Chair of Public Works, Buildings, Grounds, and Utilities, Councilman Petty.
My report for October. Metal pickup, 2,140 pounds at 16 man hours. Metal pickup for bulk was 9,860 pounds, and that was at 114 man hours. Yard debris, 72 yards picked up. 225 man hours. Pothole repair used 2 tons at 22 man hours. Tree removals was 5 trees and at 54 man hours. Trees trimmed, there was 2 trees and that was at 40 man hours. Garbage pickup, 220.16 tons and that was at 542 man hours. Garbage pickup for bulk, 54.73 tons, and that was at 143 man hours. Street sweeping at Main Street was 6 yards at 10 man hours, and the total man hours for the month were 2,489 man hours. And Dale, congratulations again. You did, thank you. And thank you for really looking after the people of Boundary. You know, a lot of time, people don't get to see what employees really do for them. And so they might not on this one, but.
So I mean, you can tell them what it's
good. But I don't want to hear another water situation. Just, so, thank you.
If I could, I'm going to just put something on the spot real fast. Regarding the pickup, obviously, as you folks know, we changed things up a little bit. We went to a different system. On the top of your head, do you recall what last year versus this year was?
I didn't go to last year yet. I guess I got to contract with them. But just a quick glance at what we did this year compared to, say, 19. It was about a quarter of the cost.
19 was insanity.
It was insane. This was about a quarter of the cost of what we spent in 19. This had no overtime. This had one truck. And with the thicker system that we implemented this year, this worked a lot better. The people that seem to complain were the neighbors that we know were in Southern Dakota accounts.
Dark.
Right. So, we expected, some people said, oh, we didn't know. We had that everywhere. We stayed with the system moving forward. We'll probably get one more, but this was more of a realistic number. We see a pile in front of the house, and we just picked up 9 months ago. Mm-hmm. A pile bigger than the house. We know it didn't matter there.
Yeah.
That was a problem. This was really upset. So, that was good.
I started with just for comparison's
sake. No, okay. Good.
I'm done, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman. All right. Chair of Public Safety, Councilman Gomez, you don't have any, nobody else has any information.
Progress.
What was that?
Progress.
Good. Okay. Chair of Personnel Administration and Ordinances, Councilwoman Brandy.
Thank you, Mayor. I hope everyone had a chance to see the newest Hometown Heroes. The banners were hung downtown in anticipation of the Veterans Day. Thank you to DWP for helping the SED to get these very important heroes in our community up for all to see. Holiday news. Save the date because the Christmas tree lighting will be downtown in Bound Brook on December 2nd from 6 to 8 p.m. Also, Santa was able to get in contact with the Bound Brook Fire Department this weekend. He has planned his trip for December 17th. There will be his route posted after Thanksgiving, so please keep your eye out for Old Saint Nick. And now a special thank you to one of our own police officers. Officer Gary Ullman has closed his final chapter with the Bound Brook Police Department. Officer Ullman is a 1988 graduate of Bound Brook High School. He has served his entire career working with the residents in the town where he grew up. Officer Ullman has 25 years experience in the Bound Brook Police Department as a patrol officer, narcotics officer, and other assignments. Bound Brook School District thanks Officer Ullman for his work in the district as the former school resource officer. In Gary's own words, and I quote, "This position was the most rewarding and best assignment I've ever had." Officer Ullman thanks the Bound Brook Police Department, Board of Education for this opportunity. Ullman enjoyed the proactive aspect of school resource officer. He found the most rewarding facet was the opportunity to interact with the students. So a big thank you to Officer Gary Ullman and all the best in the future. On to politics. I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate our new council members-elect, Kendall Lopez and Linda Brezhnevich. Well done, Linda. I know that you will bring energy and efficiency to this council and work toward a better Bound Brook for all our valued citizens. And sitting on this council has truly been an honor for me, and I'm sure that our new members will feel the same way. And finally, on behalf of my esteemed council members and myself, I wish all of our residents, all four of you that came, a happy and healthy and holy Thanksgiving. You are our friends. You are our family. I thank you for being here. God bless you all. Back to you, Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, Chief. Chair of Economic Development, Councilman Prancitelli. Grant Poobah.
last month's report is pretty much identical. This month's report, so the only thing I can say about it is everything is progressing normal. The building should be being completed at the completion of the previous estate. Okay, the good thing that happened is we discussed this in depth earlier in the meeting. We came back, we had had a prior to this project. The committee negotiated with the master development attorney, and what we agreed upon is 2% administration fee, which is the most charge. And we've raised the parking, there's the parking in our community lot. They raised it in the price of $95, and we added a community roof of parking at 12,500 per spot after 7 years. So that was the one changes. So slightly more revenue for the borough. I want to add a little bit more to the SID. We very rarely get guest speakers, but we had two guests, Bob Musick, and I don't know if you guys remember him, he used to be a big time engineer in Central County. And we had Kim Davey, who was a local resident who was pretty active in the town. And they presented all kinds of ideas that perhaps the SID could do. And the two of them that struck me, that was sort of the low hanging fruit that we could do, is the first one, and I wouldn't agree with this, is we have lots of office complaints, it's so hard to park in the community parking lot. And Bob has been suggested a new signage. And we go to look down, parking this way, parking that way, not just for computers, but for hours. So Carol's going to get us some signage and hopefully the other idea was, and this might be a little bit more difficult, is the former mayor ran a paper about the problem. And the borough, I guess, was paying for it, which really wasn't a good idea. But this is something that maybe they can handle. So it's something that we have to discuss. We have to find out what the cost is going to be, whether, we wouldn't just want to borrow to contribute necessarily money-wise, but maybe the people to get that as far as we're doing. So it might be something that, so those are two ideas that kind of got my attention. Anyway, that's my report. Is there anything else you want?
All right, very good. And final is Chair of Zoning, Construction, and Code Enforcement, Councilman Januzzi is absent. I believe you.
Progress.
All right, that was the report there. Okay. The have looks like one ordinance on final reading and consideration. This is the second reading of Ordinance 2022-41. An ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 29, Solid Waste Management, Section 29-1.2, included users and charges of the general revised ordinances of the Borough of Bamberg prohibiting adjustment to the annual dwelling charges for the disposal of garbage. Do I have a motion to open this to public comment?
Motion.
Second.
Okay, public comment.
Can you just elaborate on what it is?
I'll defer to you.
Sure.
Otherwise, I'm just reading from the back.
It comes to our attention that there are landlords who, I guess it's been a past practice in the borough, in the finance office, that landlords come sign affidavit stating that their apartment is vacant, not being rented, thereby allowing them to not pay for
refuse collection.
We'd like to
know that. Okay, that makes sense. Any other questions from the public? Okay, do I have a motion to close public?
Sorry.
How many, at my house, well, I'm my person, but say I have 4 people. How many garbage cans can I put out?
My understanding is that it's 2 per week. And there, during certain times of the year, you're allowed to put a third. Two cans or bags. Yes, to the extent you need, you have any kind of larger items above and beyond the two, or that won't fit into a garbage can, there's still the option to come to the borough, purchase stickers, for example. And there are, there, yeah, the stickers, there's some guidelines for mattresses and whatnot.
Well, I can't even vote.
Yeah, but generally speaking, it's two a week.
The other day, two houses I saw have five garbage cans. So maybe they have tenants or something.
Is that what that kind of what this is?
So no,
indirectly. So if there's a three-family house, they get six cans, right?
Correct.
One thing that
okay.
One.
Yeah.
So to address that concern, one of the things that one benefit that we now gain by bringing garbage in house is. Pilot team belongs to us and there are a lot more investments so they'll see now understand what's going on, you know, on the occasional additional bag, you know, it's a lot friendlier than having outside people come in. So in situations where people are taking advantage of verbal detention.
Yeah, in essence, I mean, listen, we're aware of the guys are aware of the limits. And should it be something that needs to be addressed? I feel like, as Hatcher said, I feel much better about knowing the people doing it as opposed to somebody who literally doesn't care.
And then,
so if you put three out for one family house, you should get a sticker.
Technically, yeah.
So, one thing and supply chain issues has been the reason why we haven't been able to implement this as well. Here shortly, we're expecting money at Q1, if not Q2 of 2023. The borough is going to be providing 96 gallon totes to every dwelling in the borough. So regardless of one bag, three bags, if it fits in the tote. It goes. That's also going to allow us to finally get that product done as far as the dwellings that are made.
Oh, who does? Okay.
Yeah, one thing that we have noticed over the years is there are a handful of dwellings for whatever reason have never been paying. Perhaps there's a commercial one that comes to mind, but there's a commercial for that then became the residential use. Mm-hmm. So it was never caught. And again, our previous caller was never very serious about it.
Oh, they wouldn't pick up on that. No, in fact, that makes sense. I did double check because I have this cool recycling app that gives me reminders of. I don't know what to call it, but it says here, I'll look and see what it is in a second. Residents are limited to two cans or bags per week during the months of July, August, and December. You can go three bags or cans. Any additional bags must have a sticker. That's from my... I don't know.
You can use your own garbage.
The way you word this will be breaking to the company that will definitely be allowed to fill that one. So if you go beyond that, then you need a sticker or.
Oh, so that'll be issued like county recycling?
Yes, yeah. Okay. We expect roll. We expect nobody will be
used here. Right, definitely. They'll roll out some days with the new truck. Then I have a little bit of time, so the guys will just, instead of having to do five bags, three cases, whatever, slow the boat and just keep rolling with it. So.
I've seen the recycle truck. But it's always a good day when things are taken away. Okay.
Just with regard to the ordinance. So, if I understand it, I know an affidavit, right, should not have trash for a unit. I know I benefited from that because my apartment wasn't fixed after the flood wall. Signed an affidavit. So if you do have a situation where, God forbid, you have a flood or something, and your unit is not rentable or under construction or whatever, is there any sort of provision, right? You wouldn't have someone living there, so you would probably want to see, right? You're not going to, you know, you're paying $200, I don't know what it is now, I forget per unit.
I know the working with tax is that you could possibly do that too.
Yeah.
I know that the borough has made an exception of always during all the floods.
Not for permits, for trash, yeah, so.
For trash, in a situation like that, what would happen is you'd have to be out of straight legs, borough, and then it would go before the borough council to waive that fee for that amount of income, that's not fine. So, although it's not written in the queue, there would be a procedure for that. What has been happening, and, you know, one of the benefits of having a newer tax collector is these past practices that have been going on that might have made sense 25 years ago, but in now for 2022, doesn't it? She has been able to catch those, bring them to our attention, and say, why in the world are we doing this? Why in this particular case, why in the world are we allowing someone to come and sign a piece of paper so that they can get title of the tax?
So I don't know if you have any.
What has been happening is these landlords will come in, you know, and they just come in every year. Well, then if that's the case, then you don't really have any principal limit. So there are. To answer the board question, obviously in a situation like that, it would start a communication from the resident to borough administration. Borough administration would obviously put it on the agenda before the governing body, who really is the only entity that can waive a fee like that. It shouldn't, a fee like that shouldn't be waived at the administration level. Can't
only
really be
raised
by the
borough council. All right, just want to make sure there's some sort of mechanism, and that ever should happen again, people probably would need to exercise that, right? You know, where you're going to get an empty unit and I'm ready. Thank you.
Okay, great. Where were we?
Yeah, first.
Yes. Keep looking down.
Susan Tapper, 546 Watchung Road. So am I understanding that you're saying in the second half of 2023 or by the second half, everyone is getting a new garbage can? Okay, so I'm hearing a tote. I don't know what that means.
Tote is similar to what the county
like the
so something on wheels.
Yeah.
Okay, and you said 96 gallons? Thank you.
Okay, I'll look up this time. Any other comments? Okay, motion to close public comment.
Okay.
Oh, wait, one more. Go ahead, quickly.
Can I make a comment about something unrelated?
Not this time. I think we'll have another public comment section. This is for this ordinance. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All right, roll call. Oh, I thought I heard it. There we go.
Okay. I move forward to the pass on second reading and advertise according to law. Second.
Okay. Now we have council discussion. Okay, now we open the discussion to the council.
Yes, the only issue I have with this is if a landlord is working on an apartment doing maintenance to it and there's not having one there, or even after a fire that takes a year, he has to pay on the garbage or he's not getting any rental. I mean, unless he comes to the council and asks for special permission for certain exceptions like that, then I may vote yes for this.
Well, I think we discussed that and said that that's exactly the procedure that would happen. I think why this is a good ordinance is it keeps somebody, a landlord that has lots of apartments in different towns, to give like all this free garbage, and what I mean, can't to get four apartments in one rent, and that's probably what's happening. I know if you go down certain streets down the road, there's like piles and piles of garbage cans, you know. And
what's your point? I don't get it.
The point is, if you're a landlord with four units, and they're not rented, you can bring in garbage from other towns. You can use that to bring garbage from other towns.
Yeah, but this whole idea is, if he's not renting them, he's not paying the fee. Is that, or unless I misunderstood this?
So, what this in essence does is going to formalize a process that's been in place. Right now, what has been happening, the tax collector would receive an affidavit, and the tax collector would then waive that fee. The governing body, you folks, are really the only folks who should be able to waive a fee. So this really is just formalizing a process. And we'll address the concern you just brought up.
I mean, it's so different. We give refunds, like swimming lessons. You can't get swimming lessons. You don't allow the bank director to lead it upon yourself to make that decision. Could we ask further questions? If I could say too,
so that none of the council people have to say, it also keeps people honest, right? I'm not saying that anybody would lie on an affidavit, they shouldn't, but certainly somebody could, and really the only proof you would have is to go and double check to see if someone's living there, which is a use of borough resources. And so here, I think what Hector's saying is, it funnels the process directly to you. If someone wants special consideration, they have to ask the governing body for that, and then you have the freedom to speak about it and vote on it together. As opposed to the tax collector or assessor or whoever signing off on it themselves and you not even knowing it's happening.
Well, that happened a lot in Borough Hall. We can't be in charge of everything like that. All right, I disagree with this. That's it.
All right. Any other discussion? We have a motion, a second, and then the roll call, right?
Yeah, we already made a motion.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, roll call.
Councilman Ray?
No.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Mongo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brandy?
Yes.
Okay, that passes. All right, introduction, discussion of resolutions.
Mayor, if I can just point out something. If you look at resolution 2022-284, there's a typo that should be 6,000.
Oh, okay. 56, you said?
Yeah, last.
All right. I'll read it accordingly. I've read all these, or this is one doing them in mass. Okay, definitely. Okay. All right, we already acted on 2022-276, so we're going to go to 2022-277. Resolution authorizing the hire of Sarah Silva as a patrol officer for the Bamberg Police Department.
Motion.
Is it a second?
He can't second.
Okay.
No. I'm going to go out a second.
No. Wait, didn't he retire yet?
Well, he's on terminal leave, Ryan.
Oh, he is on terminal leave.
Yes.
I think that does change the dynamic.
Is that correct, Chief?
Relation?
He's now on terminal leave.
So is he allowed a second?
So I'll do the second.
Okay.
Okay, good. Just a roll call one? Just a roll call?
Councilman Petty?
Roll call?
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brandy?
Yes.
Great. Okay, that passed. The resolutions listed below were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired, the resolution may be removed by council action. Or does anyone request a separate discussion occur for any of these resolutions?
I'm ready to pass.
No? So is this all or nothing?
Yeah.
All right, we have a motion.
Motion.
It says yes.
Okay.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. And as you heard, we made an adjusted to typo. Okay, under new business, we have a Clean Communities Grant funding request from the Bound Revitalization Partnership.
Where this is a request from BBRP to waive the parking meters during the holiday season. This would start on Black Friday and go through the New Year.
Let's see if I can find that email.
Something we do every year.
We've done this every year.
Okay.
She said we did it last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
This would be the parking meters.
Yep. Is this a resolution or just a
motion?
I
make a motion?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion that the parking meters are going to be the holiday season from
the moment they we'll do it starting Friday and back in action on January 2nd.
Yes. As has been done in years past. Okay. That's good. Was that a motion and a second?
Do we have a second down there?
Second. Second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth.
We're waiting for Don to second.
Yeah, I don't want to step on his toes.
All right, sounds like everybody's in agreement. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
I will
accuse myself. Okay. Okay, on to approval of vouchers. 2022-285, resolution approving vouchers in the amount of $3,438,472.71. Do I have a motion?
I just want to go back to this new business. The one you brought up is the one that says here. That was
added. Yes, for the Clean Communities Grant Director that we received, Clean Communities Grant for their part-time.
I'm not prepared to talk about it. Yeah. I think what the Revitalization Partnership wants to be
community. Is it not on the bills?
I don't know it was in our budget. And council.
I'm sorry.
At least we resolved the parking meters.
Yes. Okay.
No, I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, do I have a motion on approving vouchers?
Motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilwoman Petty?
Sure.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brandy?
Yes.
Okay, passes. Now, we get to open to the public for comment. Open for public. You said you had something, but it wasn't related to that ordinance, so now's your time.
So, I don't think I was talking to this guy. So I'm just wondering, because I learned tonight from Linda that they're still counting votes down at the election facility. How could that be? And wouldn't the town be like, why are you still counting votes? Like,
short answer that, I think. I want to answer that.
Yeah, I spoke with the county clerk's office around 4 o'clock this afternoon, and I confirmed that the votes that are in their system right now are the final votes. They will be providing me the certification sometime either, I guess, tomorrow or early next week. But the votes are in that are in the fourth and fifth quarter.
Oh, okay, because I was hearing, like, they're still trickling and the numbers are changing. Is that it?
As of yesterday morning, 10 a.m., the numbers changed.
I think those were the final ones. But I can also explain why it took so long.
Mm-hmm.
Because, first of all, there's a lot more people voting right now than there used to be. Also, I mean, the virus.
Mm-hmm.
I would say 34% of voting now is by mail. And voting by mail takes longer to do because somebody can vote on the machine and vote by mail, so they have to check them and make sure that no one votes twice.
Mm-hmm.
And also, people like when coloring the lines or whatever, and the machine rejects them and they have to book it, ballots, and it is. Then after that, there's something called conditional ballots.
Right.
People are set up to vote by mail and they go to vote and they have to fill out the paper ballot right there, and they have to check to make sure that this person's registered to vote.
I understand that. But do we know that that's happening in every town?
Yes. Well, look at Governor
Mercer.
They voted inside the House of Representatives. They did it out in the case and we still don't know who won in Georgia.
Mm.
Yeah, so
are we able to opt out of doing it this way?
I think the county controls it.
As far as what?
The whole voting. The
whole thing. Like, I'm really opposed to the mail-ins the way it's going. It just seems like there's a lot of room for foul play. That's just my personal opinion. So I'm just wondering if there's any way that a town could say, we don't want to do that. We don't want to vote like that. We want to just everybody come to the polls. If you can't come to the polls and you didn't ask for a mail-in, okay, you lost your vote, or a two-day voting period, you know. But the way it is now, it just seems like, who knows what's going on?
Well, the truth of the matter is, I think it was, first of all, I don't know why voting was done on Tuesday. She done on Tuesday. So there's a lot of ways that voting is not changed. But I also think that voting by machine or voting by mail is just safe. It's just one case. I mean, the problem is the vote twice.
Yeah.
And what we can say to somebody else that's on the voting list to use those machines.
Mm.
I think that the people that are doing that are such a small amount. And maybe the elections decide by one vote, maybe that could happen. But in general, it's very hard to cheat, and if you do get caught, it's a serious one.
Okay. I don't agree that it's hard to cheat. I'll just leave it there.
Just for the for the recorder.
So I lived in Richmond, 20 I had to produce pictures of like the apartment that wasn't rented, so that's something too. You might want people to come in and show. Maybe even Mike came. You know, the tax guy came out. I don't remember, but I remember that's what I had to do to show that it was legitimately not rented or rent.
I was concerned as to why it's not rented. But, you know, some people could purposely just not rent them.
Sure.
Like you said, it's under construction. But just because you may ask them to go to the market price.
Now, I understand
now that it's a process
shift, and that it's going to come here instead of, because it was dealt with the tax. Exactly. Great. Yeah,
one more.
Is the street sweepers still coming around? I haven't seen them on my street.
No, all we're doing right now is the Main Street corridor, but at this time of year, we go to all the streets because of the leaves. Because what happens is we'll pack up very quickly on you know, all of these, and then get rid of it, and you just can't dispose of it. You have to take it to the county, and then take it to a facility, because it's quote unquote contaminated because the road was good at petroleum and all that. And if we bring, you know, 6 yards of leaves, then they start getting upset that they can't come there anymore. So that's why leaves need to be stopped. And then, you know, poking through a midstream until it gets too cold where everything freezes and we can't go anymore. And then what we'll do is February, if we have a 4 months or we have a week, right, in the whole town, and we'll run that street back out there again and start the season early if we can. This will provide some fill
of what we're doing with all the leaves that are in front of my house in the back.
Well, what happens is normally, when the residents take care of them, they'll blow away on their own sometimes. Rainwater will carry them. Or when the snow, or when the snow will be plowed, they'll get mixed up in the plowing, and then we'll wind up, you know, at that point, they'll be decomposing, and then they'll be mixed in with them. We'll call it the road debris when we start sweeping the infrastructure.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Motion to adjourn? Anyone?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.